Sermon title, Sermon, Deny Free Will. 1, Deny Free Will. God denies free will. 1 John 5:9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. B, God is not free will. 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God and we love God and keep his commandments. C, free will is no free will. 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. D, only by the grace of God. 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 5, Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Discussion.
Well, Mark, I think that the main thing here that I've looked at as you were going through your little outline here is that you make the correlation between God's commandments equal to God's decree and the fact that man does not have free will, right?
Yes, sir.
And so, I heard a person one time say that predestination is a decree of God. It's something that's irreversible. It cannot be changed. Even though a person breaks God's commandments, that doesn't do away with his commandments, does it?
No.
And even though someone denies that God is sovereign in salvation, that doesn't change it, does it?
No.
Okay.
2, free will is of Satan. A, free will, you lied. B, John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God, in 1 John 5:10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. C, free will is a lie. D, Ephesians 5:5. 3, free will lied. A, Jesus didn't lie. B, only Jesus. C, Jesus is so true. D, I am one of God's elect. 4, God saved his elect. A, Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. B, God praised Jesus. C, Jesus Christ. D, Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
So basically, just to recap kind of what we talked about here, is that God denies free will in the very fact that he decrees who are his and who are not.
Yes.
There's a passage in Acts that says, as many as are ordained to eternal life, believe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So when you say God is not free will, you know, I had a guy tell me one time that God remained sovereign and gave man a free will.
Uh-huh.
But God is the author and the finisher of our faith. In Romans it says he's the potter and we're the clay. So what you're saying here is that you can't have grace and free will. You can't have both of them, right?
Yeah.
And you state here that it's only by the grace of God that we are what we are.
Yes.
I notice here on your outline you say, always remember that I am what I am. In other words, God said, I am that I am.
Yes.
Right? He is unchangeable.
Uh-huh.
He has an unchangeable priesthood.
Yes.
He's immutable. That
yeah.
means that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's never changing. Now, we know that Satan kept not his first estate, right?
Satan fell.
He fell. And we know that because it says he was a murderer from the beginning and he abode not in the truth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, you basically go on and say, and come across kind of strong here, saying that free will is a lie. But Satan in the Garden of Eden told Eve, God hath not said, right?
Yeah, the serpent.
The serpent,
Satan.
Right. So, the Satan actually changed the Word of God, and that's what a lot of the new versions, the New International Version, the Living Bible, which is a paraphrase translation, and you know, even the New King James Version has changed the words to make them mean something different, hasn't it? So what I get from your lesson today is that we need to affirm the sovereignty of God in salvation.
Yeah.
So you don't believe that you chose Jesus Christ?
No, I can't, because I'm...
So what do you actually believe happened in regards to your coming to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ?
Jesus elected me to go to heaven. It's his will.
And how did he do that? Did he do it through drawing you through the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Okay. And you know what they call that? They call that regeneration. Okay.
Bless you, the Holy Ghost.
Right. Yeah. So you mentioned that, I think. The regeneration was in Titus 3:5, I think.
Yes.
Okay. So regeneration comes before you believe, right?
Yes.
Because if you're dead in your trespasses and sin, how can you do anything if you're dead?
Can't.
Okay. So something has to happen when you're dead, right?
Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit regenerates your heart and then imparts the faith in you to believe the gospel.
Only
right?
through His power, the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Right. Elect, you know.
That's
elect.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy.
Yes.
Scripture tells us. Now, why do you think today, in today's churches, so many people are trying to say that we have a free will? Why do you think they're...
False teaching that they're Arminian from an Arminian church.
Right, but do you think that some of these Arminians might just be deceived?
Yeah.
Okay. So they've been taught this free will doctrine all their life. Just like in the Roman Catholic Church, they teach the doctrines of works all their life, right?
Yes.
And so you see that, it reminds me of a scripture that says, the foundation of God standeth sure, he knows who he is,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
All right, well, I think that's good.
Thank you, sir.
We'll conclude
Thank
it.
You.
And
yeah.
Do you want to lead us in a word of prayer?
Dear Lord, be with your dear little children tonight, no matter how old they are, they're elect, your little children and your old people that are elect, and all your people that are elect of all ages, all your elect. for all them into heaven, you're soon coming into heaven, go with you into heaven in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.